this bulletin. New Year's Eve plans in Sydney still in doubt as testing numbers drop. The European Union rolls out its massive vaccination campaign. And in tennis, Andy Murray secures wildcard entry into the 2021 Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Residents of Greater Sydney are waiting to learn how they'll be celebrating New Year's Eve. Stay-at-home orders are currently in place for residents of the Northern Beaches, while gatherings are capped at 10 people for the rest of the city. The daily testing total in Sydney is declining after an initial rush before Christmas. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says a decision regarding restrictions will be announced today or tomorrow, but will depend on the number of people who get tested for COVID-19.
Those high testing rates will give us confidence to give some relief to people for New Year's Eve and beyond, especially for people in the southern part of the Northern Beaches. We're looking very closely at that region.
Health experts are stressing the importance of striking the right balance between protecting the community and the well-being of those placed in hotel isolation following quarantine breaches in both Victoria and Western Australia. A man was arrested while allegedly trying to leave hotel quarantine in Melbourne over the weekend, while a woman was caught by police after she fled isolation in Perth. In a series of videos posted online, the woman expressed concern over her mental and physical well-being, claiming she was suffering allergies, heart palpitations, and low blood pressure. Professor Maximilian de Courten from Victoria University says anxious behaviour can be expected from those in hotel quarantine.
Quarantine, being locked up for 14 days in a room, which you might have hopefully never experienced before, can induce quite some anxiety. So some people take it easy, even reported enjoying that break from other duties. But if you have an underlying mental health issue or if you're not even aware of that, quarantine can induce a lot of anxieties.
Overseas, and Europe has launched a massive vaccination drive with pensioners and medics among the first to receive the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. Hungary administered its first vaccine on Saturday, with other member states beginning inoculation on Sunday. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the 27 member states are in an excellent position.
Europe is in an excellent position. We have not only made sure that in Europe itself people get vaccines, but it was important for us to also provide for our neighbours, for example, for the Western Balkans. This shows that we are not only thinking about ourselves, but above all, we want to take care of everyone else as well. Countries with medium or low incomes must have access to vaccines, because we will only be safe if everyone has access.
More countries are reporting cases related to the new strain of coronavirus first detected in the United Kingdom. Canada has confirmed two such cases, while 9 have been found in Italy, 4 in Spain, and 1 in Sweden. Cases of the new variant have also been reported in Japan, prompting the country to close its borders to all non-resident foreigners starting from today. To sport, and former world number one Andy Murray is one of the latest tennis stars to be awarded wildcard entry into the rescheduled Australian Open. The 5-time Melbourne Park finalist has slipped to 122nd in the rankings after several years battling hip injuries. The Scot made a cheery retirement announcement in Melbourne 2 years ago before undergoing a second round of surgery to save his career. Australian Open officials say Melbourne will welcome Murray back with open arms. And now for a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth and 34, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 22, much the same in Melbourne and 18, similar conditions in Hobart and 18 as well, showers with a possible storm in Canberra and 28, similar conditions in Wollongong and 27, a possible shower or storm in Sydney and 32, similar conditions in Newcastle and 31, mostly sunny in Brisbane, also 31, showers in Cairns, 32, and showers with a possible storm in Darwin, also 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.